Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Sibonga uNkulunkulu sikhona kule nyanga yabo mama. La uNkulunkulu esibusise khona ukuthi sikwazi ukushare izwi likaNkulunkulu. I believe ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje umoya engcwele uyokhulumisana nathi ukuthi manje uNkulunkulu uthini ngabo mama. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sisafunda izwi lapha kuGenesis 1 kuverse 27 wakhona, sifunde futhi kuGenesis 2 kuverse 22 wakhona. Lithi leli lizwi, so God created man in his own image, in the image of God. He created him, male and female, he created them. Kuverse 22 ithi, then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he has taken out of the man and brought her to the man. Silibonge izwi kaNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje, according to what sifundile laphayana kuGenesis 1 kuverse 27, we can tell that before uNkulunkulu announce ku Adam ukuthi uzomenzela a helper, manje siyabona ukuthi umfazi pre-existed inside a man. Ngani ngoba masifunda kuGenesis lithi wa creator the woman and the man and he blessed them. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje siyathola ukuthi nala uNkulunkulu bangcwele uma emkhipha uAdam uEva kuAdam lithi kwaNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu he made him ukuthi alale. Manje we could see ukuthi ebengafili lutho and at the same time ebengaboni lutho ukuthi uNkulunkulu wenzani. Manje kusitshela ukuthi umuntu wesilisa azanga mabo ambone uNkulunkulu ukuthi umnitha kanjani umuntu ongumfazi ngoba uNkulunkulu wamenzela kwisecret. Ngani ngoba uma sibheka nje bangcwele even nangalelithambo amthathe kulo elihiriphu. Irip it's not a bone efana namanye amabone. At the same time it's like a cage like bone ishape yakhona yerip. And masibheka that cage like bone yona ngokwayo irip it's attached to other bones. Siyazi ukuthi isethi and not on the hambi yoda and it's attached also to other bones like spinal column which is the backbone. And siyazi ukuthi spinal column ithambo elibalansile bangcwele elibalansa nenhloko. Manje yiko lokhu sithi abantu bathi behind every successful man there's a woman. Ngani ngoba the very bone athathwe kuyo it's attached to a backbone. And manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje masibheka the very backbone that irip attache kuyo ileyo backbone. I-backbone iyabhalansa bangcwele. Umsebenzi wayo is to balance and at the same time ibhalanse ikhanda ngokwalo. Manje siyazi ukuthi kunale nto kuthiwa i-abdula oblongata ela ekhanda ngasemuva ebhalanswe yini? Ebhalanswe yile backbone. And this backbone also is attached kuma ribs. Manje ke siyabona ukuthi noma ngabe izwi likaNkulunkulu lisitshela ukuthi ubaba uyinhloko yekhaya kodwa ikuze ame kahle kukhona into ekufanele ukuthi ambalanse and yithi abomama esimbalansayo ubaba. Manje ekuseni namhlanje not only was a man made to be the head of the home, he was made to be the provider of their home. But the mystery is that uNkulunkulu gave a woman a womb that a man would provide a seed in order that Genesis 1:28 agcwaliseke ngoba uNkulunkulu uthi be fruitful and multiply. Again lapha ku Proverbs 18 ku verse 22 lithi izwi likaThixo, he who finds a wife finds what is good and receive favor from the Lord. Manje there are 3 points that are essentially in that verse of scripture. First of all kunako lithi he who finds a wife. Manje if you find something, in order for a person to find something, he needs to search for something. And another thing, lithi likhuluma ngokuthi bese likhuluma ngo ngokuthi uthole ifavor kuNkulunkulu. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sithola ukuthi manje then in order to find something you need to search. And uma usearch abangcwele, in order for to find something you pursue, awuyitholi nje. Uyayisearcha and uyaphikelela ukuyisearcha. And at the same time, in order to find something, you need to know what you are looking for. Ngoba sometimes ungathi uyasearch wazi ukuthi usearcha ini. You know, there's a testimony engayisho, there's a story engasisho. One of my clients long ago bangcwele, this guy lena a client yethu, a very handsome guy, wathi kimi, ngangise usisi ngaleso sikhathi, wathi kimi, sisi ngicela ungikhulekise, ngifuna ukuthatha. Ngathi mangimbheka ngibona lo muntu muhle. Ngathi mara you mean awunamuntu omdateile. Wathi kimi, no, uyazini noma ngazi ube ne girlfriend, but akusi wonke umuntu ongamenza umfazi. Manje uyabona ukuthi lo muntu unayo umuntu but is still searching ngoba uyayazi lento ayifunayo. Kusho ukuthi lo amdateayo akanayo lento ayifunayo. Manje lana this is a reason manje eyayenza ukuthi abaningi badivorce. Ngani? Ngoba bona uma bebheka babheka ubuhle bagcine lapho ithi seke ngenile umuntu endlini kukhona ebonayo ukuthi no, akusi lento bengiyifuna ngoba phela ubuhle bangcwele kukhona lebo ungasebenzi khona. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, many people, they marry for the wrong reason. They marry because a woman was available, not valuable. A woman was available, not valuable. Manje makasebona ukuthi no, lo muntu akana value le engiyifunayo, then ustart ubone ukuthi kuba nezinto ezenzakalayo. Manje again, when the Bible says he who finds a wife finds what is good, reason was that before uAdam, uNkulunkulu enze umfazi for uAdam. Uma sifunda lapha kuGenesis 2:18, uNkulunkulu wathi make mbone yedwa what it is not good. But manje lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu namhlanje, he who finds a wife finds something which is good. Ngani? Manje seke thole umuntu ozoba ne fellowship naye, ozoba ne company naye, ozomphelelisa. Not to say bangcwele uma usingile uphelelanga, kodwa kukhona into eyenzakalayo uma sekukhona a partner. Ngoba whatever ufuna ukuyidiscussa, you've got somebody okwaziyo ukuthi nibonisane. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uma sibheka the God's creation, everything complemented each other. A wife is there or a husband is there to compliment you. And a manje masibheka indalo kaNkulunkulu compliment each other. When we look at the sun complements the moon and the moon complements the sun. And hence a man needs an opposite gender to complete ukuthi manje abe complimented. Manje last but not least, siyazi ukuthi at the same time uma uNkulunkulu edala lithi he created, separated darkness and light, and he created heavens and the earth. Kusho ukuthi manje lezi zinto zinama opposite azo. Manje yiko lokhu athi izwi kaNkulunkulu he has found something good. Ngani? Ngoba manje uyi opposite yalento ekufanele ukuthi zikwazi hlangana. Uyabona kubantu abenza electricity, they will tell you ukuthi kune positive ne negative yentambo ukuze ikwazi leyo ntambo leyo ukusebenza. Manje last but not least, singithe izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi he who finds a wife receive a favor from the Lord. Manje that simply means it is when God step in a situation. Ngoba umuntu uyamfuna unkosikazi kodwa akazi ukuthi ufuna unkosikazi enjani, then God steps in a situation. Another thing we need to realize is that the marriage was initiated before the fall. So whether you are a believer or non-believer, this applies to us all. uNkulunkulu umshado uyawuhlonipha noma ngabe umshado womuntu ongakholwa noma umshado womuntu okholwayo uNkulunkulu uyawuhlonipha ngoba umshado wenzeka before the fall manje esikhathini sanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi ikhona imishado yabantu abangasindiswanga kodwa uyibona imishado yakho iba successful why uNkulunkulu eyibhekha up abantwana babo bakhule kahle uNkulunkulu eyibhekha up manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi itopic yethu ithi a woman a gateway we were created not only to be a helpers but uNkulunkulu has created us to be a gateway manje njengoba sibona ukuthi umfazi unama roles amaningi awenzayo uyi helper and at the same time njengoba ngithi umfazi uyi gateway uma sibheka izwi kaNkulunkulu esithola ukuthi enye i-attribute yomfazi i-character anayo umfazi uyi crown ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu kuProverbs chapter 12 kuverse 4 lithi an excellent wife is the crown of her husband but she who brings shame is like a rotten in his bone kusho uProverbs 12:4 An excellent wife is a crown of her husband, but she who brings shame is like a rotten in his bone. Manje, why the Bible says it's like a rotten in his bone? We know ukuthi umuntu wesifazane wathatshata ethambeni lendoda. Yiko lokhu lithi is like a rotten in his bone. And manje, at the same time, mali khuluma ngokuthi umfazi uyi crown yomyeni wakhe. Siyathola bangcwele ukuthi ku Proverbs 31:23 mali khuluma with about a noble woman. Lithi the noble woman, I mean the husband of a noble woman is respected at the city gate where he takes a seat amongst the elders of the land. Manje, therefore, if a husband is disrespected as his home, he carries that spirit and it makes him to be disrespected ngabanye abantu. Ngani ngoba yenziwe unkosikazi ongahloniphi umyeni wakhe uze angahlonitshwa namadoda amanye. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje njengoba sithi thina izwi kaNkulunkulu siyizo zonke lezi zinto lithi uNkulunkulu we are helpers and at the same time sikhulumile ukuthi this very bone a rib ibone ehlukile it is cage like and at the same time ibone engahambi yodwa e balance nge backbone and at the same time the very backbone ibalance the abdullah ibalance ikhanda and ikhanda lungubaba and the Bible say we are the crown si crown ka baba and at the same time lithi uma ungumfazi ongalaleli ohlazisa indoda yakho ufana uya like into ebolisa ithambo lakhe ngani ngoba sithathwe emathanjeni manje uma sibona further momba ncwele uEve was also sithe another thing yini we are a gateway igateway indawo ongena kuyo phuma kuyo njengoba sibona uEve ukuthi uSathane wabona ukuthi umfazi is a gateway and make bona ukuthi is a gateway wabona uSathane ukuthi ukuze ngene kuthi ngekuthi ngingene ngaye ngani ngoba is a gateway wakwazi ukuthi to intrude in the garden and get an access ye mandate kaNkulunkulu ayinikeze uAdam ngoba uNkulunkulu wanikeza uAdam a mandate ethile malunga naleyo ndawo egarden leyo but manje wayefuna ukwazi ukuthi ngoba uNkulunkulu lithi kwaThixo uNkulunkulu had a fellowship nabo He would visit them in the cool of the day. There was a conversation phakathi komuntu noNkulunkulu. Njengoba nanamhlanje bangcwele uJesu Kristo ngokuza kwakhe ubuyise ukuthi sibe nobudlelwana naye uThixo, sikwazi ukumuzwa ivoice yakhe ngezwi lakhe. Nabo ngaleso sikhathi babe nefellowship noThixo. Manje uma umuntu nefellowship naye, kukhona izinto ayikhulumayo kuwe. Manje uSathane bethi makabheka athi ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi mabehleli together ba discussa ngani and bethi makabheka kukhona lezihlahla ezingathintwa wamangala ukuthi manje lezi kwenzekani ngalezi zinto but I need to know ngani ngoba uSathane bangcwele uyathanda even namhlanje uyangena kuma conversation ethu uyangena uma izinto zenzeka ukuthi ayulalela ukuthi kuthwani manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sithola ukuthi ke manje wa umfazi wasetshenziswa as a gateway ukuthi angene ayothola singathi namhlanje uma sikhuluma ngalokho wangena as a gateway ukuthi ayotshontsha the database of the garden. This was a really a cyber attack esingasho namhlanje. Ngoba I cyber attack uma a person when people ama hackers get into we access your system ne important information in order to destroy or to damage in network kulo computer system. Manje ngifuna ukwenza I example ngento yanamhlanje. Ukuthi namhlanje sikhuluma ngama database ama company sikhuluma ngama database ezinto eyithile imfihlakalo and manje kuba khona laba abantu abahackayo kuba khona labantu abama cyber attack abakwazi ukufuna information and to in the order to destroy in network yeah your computer system. That was really the very thing ngani ngoba the evil one wahamba yokwazi ufuna I database ezokwazi ukudestroya le network le fellowship uAdam ebeba nayo noNkulunkulu ngempela wakhona ukuphumelela ngani ngoba bagcina bephumile ensimini uNkulunkulu wabeka ekherobim ukuthi manje mayigade the way in manje at the same time uthando lukaNkulunkulu bangcwele uthanda ukuthi walibonakalisa khona lapho ngani ngoba manje uNkulunkulu make thumela the kerobim yovala kube babuyela laphayana besingeke saphume esonweni kodwa uNkulunkulu wenza lokuthi makuvalwe ukuze bangabuyeli laphaya ngoba ukubuyela kwabo bekungeke thina siphume esonweni manje yilapho sibona ke ukuthi a woman is a gateway manje at the same time njengoba sisho ukuthi a woman is a gateway siyathola ukuthi even noNkulunkulu ngokwakhe bangcwele wathi makabona wathi makakhesa uSathane lapha ku Genesis 3:14 wathi lithi kwaNkuluNkulu wathi makamkhesa wathi kuye you shall crawl with your belly and you will eat from the dust manje in all the days of our life usho njalo uNkulunkulu uthi kuye kulento you shall crawl with your belly and you will eat from the dust in all the days of your life manje ke uma sibheka khona lapho sithola ukuthi uNkulunkulu umkhesa ngento adala ngayo indoda ngoba lithi kwaNkulunkulu wama kenza uAdam he took wathatha idust and form uAdam and makaqeda uNkulunkulu ukhesa uAdam wakhesa the emhlabeni wathi nizobuyela khona la intatshathe khona makakhesa inyoka wakhesa inyoka ngokuthi uzohubuluza kwidust and uzodla idust manje ithi ngithola ukuthi sibheke ngalolu hlobo manje kuseni kwanamhlanje ukuthi nathi senziwe ngedust angithi and at the same time ekuhambeni kwesikhathi izwi kwaNkulunkulu Ecclesiastes chapter 12 liyasitshela ukuthi masifa we go back to the dust lasatshathathwa khona siwudokodo olbuyela la lathatshathwa khona manje uma sibheka ukuthi uNkulunkulu make emkhesa ukuthi uzodla idust ikuphila kwakho konke yiloko kwenzakalayo namhlanje bangcwele uSathane ufuna siphile enyameni ngani ngoba senziwe ngedust uzama ngakho konke ukusitempta by all means ngoba uma esitemptile yilento emsatisfyayo njengoNkulunkulu athi uzodla idust ekuphileni kwakho konke manje uyenza ukuthi nathi siphile fleshly life singaphili the spiritual life aze athi umpostoli uPauli uma ekhuluma ngayo leyo nto leyo umpostoli uPauli kukhona la athi uma ngifuna ukwenza okuhle angikhona ukukwenza ngani ngoba isitha sizama ngako konke ukuthi ngenze kubi ikhona lapha kwincwadi yamaRomans chapter 7 kuverse 9 ngicela ukuthi bangcwele leyo masifunde sizoyibona kahle ukuthi isitha uma unkulunkulu esho ukuthi you will eat from the dust for the rest of your life, why namhlanje sihlangabezana nama challenges angaka? Kungenxa yento eyenzeka, kodwa unkulunkulu emuhle uzoza ne solution yakho konke, ukuthi noma kwenzekile uThixo une solution yakho konke. Manje uma sifunda lapha yana ku Romans chapter 7 ku Romans chapter 7 uverse 9-21 wakhona lifundeka kanje leli lizwi. Romans chapter 7 verse 9-21 lithi leli lizwi, once I was alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin sprang to life and I died. I found that very commandment that was intended to bring life actually was death. For sin sees the opportunity afforded by the commandments, deceived me, and through the commandment put me into death. So then the law is holy and the commandment is holy, righteous and good. Manje lapho bangcwele ke thola ukuthi uzayifunda lapho uthi athu umpostoli Pauli, uma ngifuna ukwenza okuhle ngibona ngenza okubi, ngani? Ngoba bangcwele, this is dust, and kula uSathane bamtshela ukuthi uyohubuzela and udle i dust for the rest of your life. Yilento emsatisfyayo uma ebona siuphola umphulu umthetho kaNkuluNkulu. Manje sengishilo ukuthi a woman is a gateway. Siyathola ukuthi uNkuluNkulu wamnikeza into ehlukile komunye. UNkuluNkulu wasinikeza iwumpu, and the very wumpu bangcwele it's a gateway nayo yobuhle nobubi. Siyathola ukuthi uEva ngokwayo wayethwele uKhayini ophethe okuhle, and ethwele ephethe uKhayini ophethe okubi, and ephethe uAbeli ophethe okuhle. And izwi liyasitshela ukuthi manje uKhayini wambulala umfowabo ngoba enza kahle, and at the same time manje uNkulunkulu wayizama ukusibonisa i-message ukuthi the very wumpu esiphethe iphethe okuhle, and the very gateway eyiwumpu iphethe okuhle and iphethe okubi. But uNkulunkulu izwi lakhe liyasitshela ukuthi noma uKhayini sekembulela uAbeli, kwazaleka uSith. USith wathatha indawo kaAbeli, meaning that ububi cannot prevail forever. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uNkulunkulu uma kekhuluma ngewumbu again, lizwi kaNkulunkulu kuDeuteronomy 28 verse 4 lithi uNkulunkulu uthi awul bless the fruit of your womb. And kuverse 20 ku-18 walo Deuteronomy 28 uthi uNkulunkulu uma wenza okubi, I'll curse the womb, the fruit of your womb. Manje ke lapho ngisho ukuthi si gateway bangcwele, si gateway yako konke. Ngani? Ngoba uma ubheka impi yaqala kuma nation uEsau noJacob kuRebecca lapha kuGenesis 25 yaqala impi kuyihumpi yabo. Uma sibheka futhi sesivala lapha kuGenesis 38 from verse 29 indaba yama twins kaTamar, uPeres noZera, kwaba khona into eyenzakalayo kulezo zizwe ezimbili. Uma sibheka bangcwele ukuthi siyigateway yakho konke, ngoba uElisa uma ethunywa uAbraham ukuthi amfunele unkosikazi, uElisa kwathi ngeke ukuthi aye emlanjeni lapho kwakukhona omama khona azokwazi ukungena ngabo kule ndawo ayathunywe kuyo. Uma sibheka naye uMoses uNkulunkulu make baleka uMoses eya kwaJethro, wangena ngabafazi ababesemlanjeni. Kusho ukuthi thina si-gateway. It's either we-gateway yobuhle or we-gateway yobubi. Masibheka nakuNumbers siyathola ukuthi uma uBalaam noBalak bezama ukukhesa u-Israyeli abakwazanga ukumkhesa, kodwa uZuri into ayenza wathatha wathumela intombi yakhe uCosby ukuthi ahambe ayothempta uZimri indodana kaSalu ukuze bakwazi ukumwisa u-Israyeli. Manje basebenzisa umuntu ongumfazi ukuthi akwazi ukuyobathempta laba. Uma bangalala nabo bayazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu bamkwatisile, bamwinile u-Israyeli. Masibheka nakuRahabu bangcwele, kwasetshenziswa yena amaspayi ukungena eJericho, kwaba uyena uRahabu obatshela i-information yonke. yonke. Meaning that uNkulunkulu wasenza thina ukuthi sibe i-gateway yako konke sesivala ekseni kwanamhlanje. Now Sanballat noTobia uma befuna ukuattacka uNehemiah, they had to send uprophetess nawudini ukuthi ayokhuluma okuthile ukuze bakwazi ukuthola uNehemiah. Naku Jesu uma ezongena eSamaria wangena ngomfazi womSamaria. NoPaul uma ezongena eMacedonia wangena ngoLydia. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kudiphenda ukuthi wena uyi-gateway enjani. Ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu wakulungisa lokho uma uAdam inyoka seyingene ngo-Eve, uNkulunkulu wamtshela unyoka ukuthi mina ngizothumela umfazi. And that woman, the seed of that woman will crush your head. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi manje kube i-challenge kimi nawe ukuthi thina simakuphi. Uyi-gateway enjani? Are you allowing izinto ezimbi or are you allowing izinto ezinhle? May God richly bless us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.